wild as the Taliban. Hello, everybody. Thanks for tuning in to Penguin Radio. You're listening to Fresh Take with DJ Gaines live Tuesdays 2 to 3, where we'll be tackling the do's and don'ts of college life at radio.dominican.edu. I can't hear myself in this. So today, in this beginning segment, I'm just going to be talking about what my show is about. My show is about college life in general, me talking about different things like moving in with you about your roommates, how to meet new people, how to get involved in different clubs and activities. Later in my shows, I'm going to be talking about like party life and sports and stuff. But for right now, segment one, I'm going to be talking about moving in and roommates. So move-in day can always be tough because, well, for me, I moved all the way from Idaho, which was a huge, a huge change. And I know moving far away can be tough because you have to battle homesickness. And honestly, to me, is it bad that I can't hear myself? Honestly, to me, I don't get that homesick if I don't think about it. So I feel like that's my approach to tackling homesickness. But I know a lot of people, you should call your parents. I know they miss you a lot. Like, it's annoying when you get those texts. I get a text from my mom literally 100 times every single day, like, hey, what are you doing? And I'm like, you just asked me literally 5 minutes ago. I'm doing the same exact thing. But then if you think about it, like, take a step back, be in their shoes, they miss you. And so just give them that, text them back, show them some love. Whenever you feel homesick, just talk to your roommates. And next thing about roommates is, there's this big myth with roommates. Like, you're going to become best friends with them. You're going to spend every single moment of every day. And honestly, that is true. You're going to be with them a lot. But a lot of the times, you're not best friends with your roommate. I mean, here at school, we have two roommates. So we're constantly having three people. And I feel like it'd be really hard to have two best friends like that. And there's also the other myth on the other end of the spectrum where you hate your roommate, and this does happen a lot. I feel like this is mental, though. I feel like you shouldn't hate your roommate. You just don't want that bad energy spreading around because you're going to be with them so much. And you want to have a nice relationship with your roommate. You really get to know them. Even if you have a lot of differences, that's okay, because you don't want your room to be an environment where, you don't relax in there. You don't want to, have to avoid your room. It should be your place to come back to after every class, just to relax. And if you have a really bad relationship with your roommate, then that is not going to be fun for the rest of the year. So try to push yourself out of your comfort zone to be extra nice to them, even though you might not be the same personality-wise. And with that, just, you're for here at Dominican, we also have suite mates, and you have your own room, and then you share a bathroom with someone else. And I think it's a great opportunity to meet even more people. So you want to meet all the people you can at this moment. When you're first getting to school, you don't know many people, especially for me, since I'm out of town. I didn't know anyone here really. And so take advantage of that when you get there. And you just go and meet your suite mates. I think it's a great idea also to set up with your RA, some sort of task assignment, so you don't get in any stupid fights about so-and-so didn't clean the bathroom this week, or so-and-so, take advantage of that and set up some sort of contract so you don't have any pointless drama and that is written down, set in stone. And so now I'm going to be talking about how to meet new people. So meeting new people can be really hard, especially if you're an introvert. For me, I'm an extrovert. I love to go out and meet new people. I honestly do this really funny thing where if I'm at some sort of social gathering or party, I will just get my phone out and I'll just be hand it around, hey everyone, add me on Snapchat, let's go. And it's super goofy, but it honestly is the easiest way for me to get out and meet new people, because you have just one of their contacts already. And then for me, my roommate, I bring her everywhere with me. She's my best friend. We're both on the volleyball team, Scopangs. And she's a little bit, she's also an extrovert, but she's not as good as getting out there and introducing herself. And so I'm that friend that'll get out there and help introduce her to everybody. And I think it's best to get acquainted with someone who is like that, because if you're, especially if you're nervous about like going out and meeting people, and especially with that, you should definitely take advantage of going out whenever you can. I'm not saying you should go out and party every single weekend or every day, but like when you have the opportunity to go out and meet people, you should, especially early in the year, because that is when you're going to meet a lot of people that are going to be important in your life for the next 4 years of your college experience. And it can be really, really nerve-wracking when you don't know anyone and you have friends that like have so many friends at these parties, and you're kind of in the corner and you're like, I don't really know people. But just branch out of your zone, get super hyped, just do something weird that you never thought you would do before, and just go around, shake. I go around and I shake everyone's hands. If I don't know their name, I'm like, hi, what's your name? My name is this. And I think that's just like a great opportunity to like get to know people, and people will really appreciate it. Actually, they'll be like, whoa, this girl just randomly came up to me and was like, hey, how are you? Like, what's your name? And then they'll like remember that, and they'll be like, hey, I remember you. You were that girl that came up to me that one time. And so like, if you go out and you make an impression for yourself, then people will remember you for that. And also, first impressions are huge. Don't be shy. Like, I mean, I'm not going to say don't be shy, because everyone's shy sometimes, but don't act fake on your first impression, because later in life, the realness is going to seep out, and then people are going to see that and be like, ooh, that girl's kind of fakey. When I met her the first time, she was so cool like this, and now I kind of know who she is. So let's say, like, honestly, if you talk crap on people all the time, like when you're around someone first time, talk crap on people, because then they'll be like, okay, this girl likes to talk crap on people. But don't be like the super nice girl when you first meet someone, and then later like leak out all your like truth and be like this crap talker, and then everyone's gonna be like, oh yeah, this girl is so fake. Don't want to be a fake person, just all realness. And I think that's like, for me, the truth always seeps out of someone. And I think it's better to be upfront with someone in the beginning than to figure out later on, because honestly, I'm not a big fan of shady people. I know a lot of people aren't fans of shady people. So if you don't like shady people, then don't be a shady person yourself. That is all I've got to say. And honestly, college, this is a fresh start for you, especially if you're not from the area. Nobody knows who you are. Like, you could have been a devil back home. Like, you could have been a complete crazy person that no one liked. You could have had, like, zero friends. Literally, your whole town could have hated you, and this is your time to shine. Like, it's a fresh start. No one knows who you are, and you can just be the person you always wanted to be, and even, like, just totally take a different approach to your life. And that's, like, the greatest thing about college, and especially going to a college that's not near your home. And because it's like, it gives you a chance to be the person who you've always wanted to be. And I think that's amazing. And also, that's why I think it's a great idea to try and branch out and go to college, like out of your state, or not even out of your state, but like feel like 4 to 6 hours away. That's where you can still come home, but it's not like a weekend trip you're going to do every single day. And I don't know, I think it's a great idea to have the opportunity to have a fresh start. And then with this, but really take opportunity of that fresh start, because nobody's going to know who you are. If you want to change something about your past life, like let's say people didn't like you back home because you caused too much drama or something, then you want to change that when you come to school. Just be quiet. Just don't make the same mistakes. Like, this is a new chance for you to do stuff that you've always wanted to do. And I am going to be getting into my first break right now. Thank you guys for tuning in right now. This is DJ Gaines. You're listening to Fresh Take, live Tuesdays, 2 to 3. And I'll be back. You're listening to radio.dominican.edu. Thanks for tuning back onto Penguin Radio. This is DJ Gaines with Fresh Take, live Tuesdays 2 to 3, where we'll be tackling the do's and don'ts of college life on radio.dominican.edu. So in this segment, I'm going to be talking about how to get involved in your university or your state college. And I think it's a great opportunity to get involved as early as possible. So my advice is to join clubs. There's tons of clubs out there. There's different clubs for everyone. There's clubs about your about different ethnicities, like athletics, religious, social, major related clubs. Like there's probably nursing clubs. And here at our school, we even have LARP, which is live action role play. And I think that is the coolest thing possible. Like these people gather around with their swords and their shields and bows and arrows and just hop out on the lawn in front of our dorms and they just fight each other. And it's the best thing I've ever seen in my life. I think it's amazing. And just even if you're they literally are clubs for everyone of all shapes and sizes. And if you're also nervous about meeting people, this is a great opportunity as well, because these people are obviously in these clubs for the same reason you're in the club. And it's just because you have similar interests. So that's a great way to meet new people who are similar to you. And even a lot of people played sports in high school and they didn't get that opportunity to go to college and further their athletic career. So athletic clubs in college are an amazing opportunity for that. Especially if you really, really miss your sport, just get on that, join the team. You'll meet so many new friends. And especially if you're also afraid about the whole freshman 15 or gaining weight in college because you're not a high school athlete anymore, join a club. And then when you meet these friends, obviously they have that in common with you where they want to be athletic. So later in the year when you're off season or whatnot, you can get together and work out at the gym. And then when you're at the gym, you'll make new friends. You'll be like, oh my gosh, you like lifting? Me too. Oh my gosh, you run a lot? Me too. Let's go on a run outside one day. Let's go hiking. Just get in an environment where you know there's going to be people around you that will be similar to you. And also, but then again, don't be afraid to be alone as well. Like, take that time to yourself. But with the sports and stuff, there's tons of recreational sports for everyone. And even if your sport isn't there, create your own club. I have a friend around here who, there's a game called Spikeball, and he brought it upon himself to make it a club here at Dominican. And I think it's great. It's a great opportunity. It's Mondays at 10 o'clock or something in the gym. And I've never heard of it, but it sounds so fun. He explains it well. And I think it's kind of a mixture of volleyball and with a little trampoline in the middle and a ball. And there's team sports. Team sports is what's going to get these relationships building. And for me, I'm super competitive. So if there's a team sport on the line, I am there, because that is so, I think it's so much fun. And instead of you're going to have so much downtime in college where you're not doing anything. So when there's when you can make it to any of these sports, recreational games or anything, I think you should definitely go, because you're going to be sitting in your bed, in your dorm, and be I'm so bored. Oh my gosh. What do I do? And then you're going to look at Snapchats and everyone's oh my God, come play softball. And you're going to be the little loser that's sitting in bed and you're not doing anything. So I think you should definitely get out there, join some sort of club, join some sort of recreational sports team. And speaking about sports, me being a student athlete myself, I am very passionate about this subject. Please, please, please attend every sporting event that you can, because this is just creates the best environment for your student athletes that are there. And I know being a student athlete, that student athletes stick together. So I'm on the volleyball team. I will be going to every single basketball game, soccer game, softball that I can, tennis, because I appreciate it so much when they come to our games. And if we get people out there who don't play sports and they're there too, I love that even more. And when you're at a game, that's so fun. You get to cheer on your team. This is what they're here for. You're repping Dominican University, and your athletes appreciate it so much. And especially when me, like when I'm walking around campus and I'm, let's say I'm in the cafeteria, I'm at Calarega, and some girl the other day, actually yesterday, this girl walks up to me and was like, oh my gosh, you did so amazing in your game the other day. I actually announced for you on the radio for like broadcasting for your volleyball game, and I think you're amazing. You did such a good job. And that made me feel so good that like people know who I am. They appreciate, like they thought I did really well. And the fact that she went out of her way to tell me is, it's absolutely amazing. Like I felt so good after that, and it made my day for the rest of the day. And now I'm gonna remember her, and every time I see her, it's gonna make me wanna talk to her. And I just wanna get those good vibes, those great relationships building with as many people as I can. And back to the whole sporting game thing, if you have no idea what is going on, like what the rules are in basketball or volleyball, who cares? Like if you, let's say like in high school, you never went to one sporting event. Let's say you were too cool for sporting events, or oh my gosh, I have no idea what's going on. Like I have no friends that are going to these games. Well, that is going to change today, because especially at Dominican University, we are a small college. We have about 2,000 undergrads, I believe. So if we can get as many people as possible at these sporting events, that'd be amazing. And if you don't play sports and you go to these, you're going to have so much fun, and you're going to meet. You can also tell in the crowd, there's certain little groupies, like who people, let's say you're a super loud cheerer and you want to be the life of the party at the game, go and stand with them, because I'm sure they'll accept you in as long as you're keeping the same energy they have. And if you're a little bit quieter and you just like to sit and watch, then I would definitely go and find those group of people that are kind of just sitting in the corner, just like they're still clapping along, cheering, talking about the game, but sit with them. And especially if you don't know what's going on, talk to them and be like, I have like, whoa, what just happened? Why did they blow the whistle? Why wasn't that our point? And I'm sure people will be willing to let you know what's going on. And yeah, and talking about student athlete life, this life is crazy. Like I worked so hard in high school in my sport to get to where I am today. And the fact that I'm able to play the sport I love in college is absolutely amazing. And I'm going to take every opportunity I can. But at the same time, it's really hard to manage school and sports and a social life and everything. But being a student athlete, I feel like a lot of people as a student athlete believe they're on some sort of pedestal that, oh, we're better than everyone else. But in my eyes, like, we are just, it's the same. I'm a freshman. I was just as freaked out as everyone else coming into the school year. My only difference was that I was automatically friends with 12 or 15 amazing girls because I'm on the volleyball team. So I was able to create those tight relationships really fast, basically because I spent every single day with them. And I was blessed with the opportunity, but being like, take, I don't know, I don't want to say that we're on a different, like, I, as a student athlete, don't want to be like, oh, I'm going to miss class today because I'm a student athlete and my professor loves student athletes. And then if you have friends out there that don't play sports, just include them with you, because I know it's hard for people who, I have a lot of friends who are like, oh my gosh, the basketball team, I've always wanted to be friends with them, but I don't play sports. And I'll be like, oh my God, I'm friends with them. Come with me. Like, please, like, I will introduce you to these people. And I think that's great. I think we need more of those people here, like in college in general. And next, I am going to be talking about, like, this, know that, like, this year is not going to be perfect. Know that you're going to slack off on homework. You're not. Obviously, when I was coming into college, all I could think about was, okay, I have to do super, super well in college so I can get a great job, especially since tuition is so expensive. I'm going to have student loans, blah, blah, blah. I have so much to tackle. And the stress of student loans and whatnot, and because Dominican is a spendy school, and just be you and do, like, don't slack off on homework, but know there are days where you're going to. And I mean, it's like there's going to be times when you're out way too late and you're like, shoot, it's 3 a.m. and I have a paper due tomorrow at like noon. Yeah, that's going to happen, but stay up even later. Stay up till 7 a.m. until you finish that paper, because in the end, you're really going to give yourself a pat on the back and for that. And time management is huge in college. It is so huge. And I'm one of those girls where after class, I'm going back to my dorm and I am napping. And I actually, no, I'm going to go back to my dorm, I'm going to eat, and then I'm going to nap. And I need to set more alarms because right now my time management has kind of thrown right out the window, especially because our cafeteria at Rega is only open for a certain amount of time during the day. So if you get out of class and you go to take a nap and you wake up and you miss lunch, that is honestly the most heartbreaking thing that can happen to you all day long. And for me, I have practice from 6 to 8, and I usually have to get there early, but sometimes my class runs up to 5:45, so I miss dinner. So just be prepared. Like, yeah, that is really heartbreaking when you don't get to get that meal in. And I would stock up on as many snacks as possible in your dorm. Take as many. So for me, I don't have a car here, and it's really hard to get to and from the grocery store. But if some of your friends are like, hey, I'm going to Target today, want to come? And even if like, oh, I went yesterday, go. Like, go with them, because take advantage, like, of every opportunity you get to go to the grocery store. You get to go out to eat because, oh my gosh, especially going out to eat. At Rega, we do get three amazing meals a day here. Breakfast, I'm not going to lie, this is the greatest meal of the day at Cal Rega, at Dominican University. If you don't even go here, come here for breakfast. Amazing. There's a waffle bar, omelet bar. I go, and the lady who makes my eggs, Maria, she does the greatest job every single day. I love her. Shout out, Maria. She is amazing. And you get to design your own omelets and stuff. Waffle maker is always packed, so you want to get there as early as possible. But then lunch and dinner, those two, I don't know what to say about that. They can either be amazing, or most of the time they're pretty blah. And I myself have not been getting in very good meals. And so when someone tells me like, hey, I'm going to go out to lunch today, do you want to come with? Please, please take the opportunity, because you're going to get sick and tired of cafeteria food so quick. And probably like, I got sick of it after like 2 weeks, and I still have months and months to go up for this school year. So, but the only problem here is at Dominican, you get Chipotle or Jack in the Box or Taco Bell if you're going to go out to eat, especially on a college budget. So, I mean, Rega food, Taco Bell, Jack in the Box, or Chipotle. Yeah, I mean, those aren't the greatest choices, but boy, does Chipotle taste good after you've been eating cafeteria food for every single day the past 2 months, like month and a half. And with that, like, still, you want to eat healthy. I know it's hard. Like, I'm a snacker, but my tip for you is to, when you're going grocery shopping, obviously, you're going to want to buy some of those munchy snacks, like the basic potato chips, like instant macaroni, because that stuff is so good to come home to at night. But try to keep most of your food healthier. Try to, like, when you're going grocery shopping, just make sure what you're putting in your cart, like, this is what's going to be in your room, and you have no other option when the cafeteria is closed. You're just going to have to be like, oh crap, like, all I have here is potato chips and macaroni cheese and crap junk food. Like, I'm trying to be healthy, but just stock up your whatever it's called, your pantry, with healthier options. And that way, when you want to eat something, no matter what, you have to eat healthy, because, you know, that's all you got. That's like all you got in there. And stay hydrated. Like, this is huge in college, because I know a lot of people like slip away with the hydration and eating healthy, but I have a water bottle with me, and it's funny. Everybody makes fun of me for my water bottle because it is a blender bottle, which is the one you use where you like want to mix up protein in your water bottle. So it has a little metal ball on the bottom. And yes, I am DJ Gaines, but unfortunately I do not mix protein powder in my water bottle a lot. And so everyone makes fun of me because I'm just blending water, because I have the little blender ball in there and I'm not blending any protein. But no, keep a bottle of water with you at all times, especially by your bed at night and in class. Like, bring it, bring healthy snacks, bring, like, I know at our cafeteria they have fresh whole fruit like every single day that you can grab. My big advice is to just even if you're not feeling it then, like, I always grab an apple or banana, and later in the day, I, like, love myself for it because I'm like, oh, yeah, I still got this back here. But, yeah, that is my advice for trying to eat a little bit healthier. It's really hard, especially in college when you don't have much money and you're really trying to save up. And you're like, do I want to save up, like, $50 for new clothes, or do I want to spend $50 on food? And honestly, food sounds so good, but, like, you want to save up your money but be smart about it and still try to eat healthy. It's super hard, but I believe in all of you guys. You guys can do it. And right now, I'm actually going to be going into my second break of the show. Thank you for tuning in. This is Fresh Take with DJ Gaines, live Tuesdays 2 to 3, and you're listening to radio.dominican.edu.
What's on your mind? Now it's you that shy. Girl, just ask me, do you feel this magic? Energy is blessing. Swears of this fashion. Only run for me, baby. I'ma love you strong, baby. I'ma love you long, baby. You're my only one, baby. You're the only one, baby. I'ma love you strong, baby.
We're back. This is DJ Gaines with Fresh Take, and you're listening to radio.dominican.edu. So in this segment, I'm just going to go all out, balls to the walls, about dorm life. Dorm life. Yes, it is not fun, especially in my opinion. I don't have a car. And dorm life, you cannot get, you have no alone time, it almost feels like. For me, I'm lucky to have an hour to myself when my roommates are at class. And it's just like, it honestly sucks so bad. Like, even if you're having a really bad day, you don't have that time to yourself where you can, like, literally, I don't know about you guys, but I'm one of those people where, like, if I'm having a really bad day, I just want to kind of cry for, like, 5 minutes and then be like, all right, I'm great for the rest of the day. But, like, you don't even have the time to do that, and it sucks. And back to roommates, like, I have one roommate who I absolutely love and adore, and then my other roommate, I mean, we're, like, we're kind of on the same page, but not really. She is up, like, our time zones are off, it almost seems like. Like, when I want to go to bed, she's wide awake FaceTiming. When I come back late, she's dead asleep, and her bed is right by the door, and it's super awkward. And, like, that is, yeah, that is a really big difficulty to try and get around right now for us. I remember the other day, this was actually kind of funny, but me and one of my roommates were like, hey, we're going to buy a rug for the dorm because that sounds nice. And then when we asked her, we're like, hey, we're buying a rug. Like, do you want to buy a Swiffer for us? She's like, well, I didn't really want a rug for our room. And I was like, golly, like, come on, pitch in something for this room. And we're kind of like hitting heads. But, you know, that's whatever. Dorm life is not going to be perfect. And with, like, dorm life being perfect, your life is not going to be perfect. But don't let it slip away from you. Like, I'm still doing a good job right now because it's only been, like, not even two months here. But when you wake up in the morning, if you have time, if, like, I don't have any 8 a.m.s, God bless. But when you wake up in the morning, do take some time to do your makeup, do your hair, and not wear yoga pants and a sweatshirt and put your hair up every single day. Yes, there are definitely days where you should do that. Definitely wear yoga pants and wear your hair up. Don't do your makeup, but, like, try, if you have the time, try to present yourself well. Because for me, I know when I take that little extra time in the morning to get ready, to make myself pretty in my eyes, the rest of the day is sets the tone because I feel I feel way more confident. Like, I don't know, it makes me feel really good about myself when I know that I feel good. And that's a huge thing. And also, I think at night or in the morning, if you're ever having confidence problems, just look in the mirror and look yourself dead in the eye and be like, holy cow, I'm so pretty. Because depression can hit you hard in college, especially if you had a lot of friends back home or you're really homesick and you just wish you could be with your friends. And let's say you're having a bad start with your professors and you're not making as many friends as you thought you would. Just be confident, and the confidence will carry on, and that'll help you make new friends. Let's say even if you're not making new friends, if you're confident in your schoolwork, that is going to make your mood a lot better as well, because having good grades is obviously going to put you in a good mood, and that's going to carry on for your job. And I think it's important to stay on top of everything you do in school, because it is true that people who can graduate with these big degrees are still working at, like, McDonald's or Wendy's or Taco Bell, but that's not the case for most of it. If you want something, go out there and get it. That's my biggest advice. For me, I'm a freshman. I came into the volleyball season, and I had nothing to lose. I was like, okay, sorry I'm saying like, but I went into it, and I have nothing to lose, and I just knew I was going to work my ass off. And nothing could hold me back from that. Nothing could hold me back from achieving the goal of playing my freshman year. And I worked super hard, and you know what? I got it. My coach appreciated all my hard work, my energy. Even if I wasn't on the court, I would produce as much energy as I could. I wanted to fire up my team. I wanted to be that light for them. And I honestly felt unstoppable even when I wasn't on the court, because I knew I was bringing so much energy to my team. And for me, in my mindset, you can achieve anything you put your mind to. And I know a lot of people out there don't believe that's true, but if you look back at it, if you sit down and you really think hard about it, you can accomplish anything you set your mind to. And that's with anything. That's with relationships. That's with your job. That's with your sport. That's with your family. Anything. Friend, like, I can't even explain. the how crucial it is to have a positive attitude. And for me, I'm super optimistic. And when people like try to tell you different, I know it's really hard for some people to grasp this, and that's why people are sad in college. But just know that you are you, and no one can tell you different. Just be really positive. Like I said, go and look in the mirror. Tell yourself that you're so pretty, you're so smart, you're so good at whatever you're doing. Like in volleyball, I'm on the court, and I could have totally just done super bad. But the next point, I'm in my head saying, Zoe or DJ Gaines, you're so good at passing. You're so good. You're going to get nailed this next pass. Your teammates are going to get a good set, a great hit. Oh, my gosh. Amazing. Like, you're so good at this. And it does carry forward. Confidence is key, especially when you're going into a job interview. They're not going to want to pick you up if you're not confident. And even if you're just BSing the whole thing, I took DECA in high school. DECA is a class that is about business. And my category in DECA was sports and entertainment marketing. So basically, in high school, you go to a big event. Mine was in Boise, Idaho, and that was DECA State for me. And you get a role play, and you have to like go over your case study, and you have to basically BS like this whole case study to someone who is actually, their job is in that position. So mine was coming up with an advertising scheme for like a sports radio. And I just be so confident. And I just walked in there and I was just like shook his hand and I laid out my notes, even though I had no idea really what I was talking about. I had zero clue on all the business lingo and whatnot. But I looked him dead in the eyes and I was just like giving my speech about just BSing. And I was like, yes, we're going to use this tactic because that is going to get us the most profit and the most sales and this and this and this. And in the end, he was not supposed to tell me this, but he still did anyways. He looked at me and was like, holy cow, you were so confident. You could have sold me something that like I had no idea existed because I just believed everything you said because you said it with such confidence. And I like, from that, I remember that. That like hit me, like hit home for me. So I use that now, like everywhere I go, just even like fake it till you make it. We say that in volleyball all the time. When we're down and we're getting crushed, let's say we're getting crushed, it's like 15-5, we're down, there's no energy. Me and my teammates were always like, just put a smile on, fake it until you make it, because we need some sort of energy and it has to start from somewhere. And fake it till you make it. That's what I, even in, with everything in life, I feel like, especially if you're super nervous about something, just believe in yourself, you know? I feel like a lot of people out there cut themselves short. And that is the worst thing a person can do, because you're not going to get every ounce of that like oomph, especially if you like are selling yourself short. If you believe that you're the best person you can be, no one can stop you, and it's going to show. Honestly, that's all I got to say on that. And especially like be open to everything. Try new things. It's really hard for some people to step out of their comfort zone and try something new because they've been doing the same thing for their whole life. But just especially in college, we are in a new era. It's a totally different lifestyle. Especially for me, high school back home in Idaho, and now I'm in the Bay Area in college. Can you talk about polar opposites? The culture is so different here. Back home, it's funny because I'm half Asian and there is no culture back home. It's a bunch of white people. And I didn't hit culture shock here because I've been into SoCal and whatnot, but I came here in the Bay and I was like, holy cow, these people are so different here. There's totally different vibes. And so step out of your comfort zone, meet and talk to people you thought you would have never have been friends with in your entire life, because you never know, those people can end up being your best friends. And I know that for here compared to back home, I'm not trying to talk anything bad on my hometown, but the people here are so nice. And I love it when people come up to me and they just say, like, you're in my class. I've never really talked to you before, but I just want to let you know you're super pretty. I've always wanted to say it. And then when people say that stuff to me, it just makes me want to pass it on. And I think everyone should do a good deed every single day. I personally believe holding the door open is something that gets taken for granted. I always hold the door open for whoever's behind me, no matter the age. And then it kind of like feel responsible to do that. But when I see other people not doing the same thing, I think something's wrong with them. But I don't know, that's just coming from my standpoint. Just pass on a good deed every single day. And trust me, it'll come back to you. Because there's nothing better. I don't know what's better, honestly. Giving a good deed and seeing how happy someone else can be. The other day we had Make-A-Wish. We granted a wish to a like 6-year-old little boy named Alessio, and he was diagnosed with cerebral palsy. And I remember going into it, I was like, oh, we're granting a wish. We have to be outside at so-and-so time. It was literally like 100 million degrees outside. And I feel like a lot of people did not want to be there. But when you step back and you look, this little kid has a life-threatening disease, and I'm being selfish enough to think, holy cow, it is way too hot outside today for this. But when we stood out there, and he came strolling through in the little golf cart, decorated, all hula-themed, because all he wanted for his wish was to go to the Disney Aulani Resort in Hawaii, and we granted that wish for him, which is an amazing thing for Dominican. I give us all a pat on the back. This was one of the greatest life experiences I have ever been to. But when I saw this little boy and his family just rolling by in the golf carts and all the students around just cheering him on, it made me so emotional. I bawled my eyes out because he is just the happiest little thing I've ever seen in my entire life. And especially little kids don't care about people's race, like size, anything. Like, they just love everyone, I feel like, and I feel like we need to do that as our generation. And I don't know, like, being given the opportunity to give that kid the wish that he's always wanted, and knowing that made his whole life, I don't know, I couldn't have asked for any better opportunity. And so back to what I was saying about going out of your way to be nice to people, it'll circle back in the long run. And when you're nice to someone, they're going to remember you. Their people are going to remember you. For the bad news is people are going to remember you more for the bad stuff you do to them. But try to be that person that someone remembers you because you did something so well. And because you went out of your way to tell them, your hair looks so good today, or holy cow, you are dressed so nice, you look great, you look so like confident today. And I promise the next time they see you, they're just gonna have a smile on their face because they're gonna remember, oh my gosh, that girl just complimented me, that was so nice, she went out of her way, no one said that to me all day. And coming from a girl, like coming from me, that is, little compliments can just change anyone's mood. It's black and white. You can make someone's day. And I hear all those stories about people who are super depressed, and one day just one person flips the switch for them and is like, you are amazing human being, I've never seen you before, but you look great, I don't know why you're sad. Just be that person. I've always wanted to be that person that makes a huge difference, and I think more people should be like that. But all right, everyone, thanks for listening to this segment. I'll be back with my last segment. Thanks for listening to Fresh Take. This is DJ Gaines live Tuesdays 2 to 3. And you're listening to radio.dominican.edu.
You'll never be my hometown girl. There's nothing like her in this world. I'm tired. Is it because I'm in the music biz, or you don't wanna love me when I'm just struggling?
All right, everyone, we're back. Thanks for tuning in to Penguin Radio at radio.dominican.edu. This is DJ Gaines, and you're listening to Fresh Take. And I'm going to explain my title of Fresh Take because I'm a freshman, so this is where I'm going to give you my fresh take, my fresh advice on college and my freshman year right now. So choosing a major, this is a really, really hard topic to talk about because for me, I knew that I wanted to be a communications major because I wanted to get out and do something in the media field. For me, I love speaking in front of an audience. I love being in front of people, even if it is nerve-wracking, but I get some sort of adrenaline rush from it, and that's why I chose this major. But I know a lot of people out there have no idea what they want to do with their life, and that's okay. You know, that's totally fine. There's a lot of freshmen out there that have no idea what they're doing, or there's a lot of people out there that have changed their major probably 10 times. I don't know. That's okay. You don't need to feel that pressure to know what you're going to do for the rest of your life at 17 or 18. That's a huge burden to put on yourself. And you'll end up knowing what you're going to want to do the farther into your college education you get. Being a communications major is, you honestly do get a lot of, I wouldn't say a lot of crap for it, but I know my parents and stuff like, oh my gosh, you're a communications major, what are you gonna do with that? Or my friends are like, do you want to actually have a job later in life? Do you want to make money? Why are you a communications major? And don't let those comments bring you down, because like I said earlier, you can do whatever you want, you can do whatever you put your mind to, and if you work hard enough in your field, you can get to where you want to be. And for me, I know I'm gonna get somewhere in this field. I know I'm gonna have a great job. And I'm just going to keep telling myself until it happens. And this goes along with that trend of don't being afraid to try new things. If your parents are bashing on you for your major, prove them wrong. That's all I got to say, is work hard at what you do. And if you love it, keep doing it, because the rewards will come eventually. And being a freshman is really scary because it is your first year, and your first year can set the tone for the next 4 years. And in the very first segment, I was talking about how you should stay on top of your work, and that I'm still going to talk about that. That is huge. Make good connections with your professors. That I could not explain how much of a difference that can make for your whole school year. Because there's going to be those days where if you have a job interview or like you have a game, for me, I have tons of volleyball games, I'm missing classes. If you go out of your way to befriend your professor and tell them ahead 100 times, I'm not going to be able to make it today, can I have the assignment? They're just going to feel that much better to go out of the way for you if you're going out of your way for them. It's a trait. That's how everything works in life. Go out of your way for other people, they'll go out of their way for you. So don't settle in this mindset that, oh, I shouldn't be friends with my professor, like I should just be a student. No, go out of your way to become friends with your professor and with your coach, just with everything in life. You're even the cafeteria lady, just like, hey, you look great today, your nails look good, have a nice day, and it'll come back, the respect will just all circle around. And I also, at Dominican, we have a volleyball game coming up this Saturday and Sunday. Friday and Saturday, my bad. Friday, our broadcast is at 7 o'clock, and Saturday is at 3 o'clock. I would love for you guys to tune in and listen to the broadcast, the Penguin Radio broadcast that will be there. And also, this next show that is coming on is with DJ Beefcake, Where's the Beef? This is an amazing show. You guys are going to be so excited to listen to it. She's my friend. She's going to put on a great show for you. She's going to talk about the hottest current events. But seriously, tune in to these broad radio broadcasts Friday, 7 o'clock for volleyball, Saturday, 3 o'clock for volleyball. Penguin Radio puts on a great show. They really enunciate well. They tell you I like how they go in depth with each volleyball player. And don't miss out. We want lots of listeners to tune in. We want to represent Dominican Scopangs. And there's also a soccer game on Saturday, I believe. I'm not sure what time yet. Oh, soccer on Saturday is at 11 a.m. and 1:30. Be sure to tune in to Penguin Radio then as well. And with this, I am going to end my show today. Thank you so much for tuning in. This was DJ Gaines with Fresh Take Live, Tuesdays 2 to 3. And you're listening on Penguin Radio at radio.dominican.edu.